Imagine this. A supermarket clerk whistling while stocking shelves feels more fulfilled than a prestigious researcher in a corner office. This counterintuitive reality sparked Caroline Webb's exploration into what truly creates satisfying workdays. Her findings have become a secret weapon for professionals worldwide. Even Warren Buffett praised its practical wisdom, and Arianna Huffington called it the book I wish I had when starting my career. But what makes this approach so transformative? It's the recognition that our experience isn't shaped by external events, but by how our brains process those events. By understanding the science behind our daily experiences, we can dramatically improve both performance and well-being with surprisingly simple adjustments. Your brain operates with two distinct systems that profoundly impact your workday. Your deliberate system handles conscious reasoning and planning, but has limited capacity, typically only 4 to 7 items at once, and depletes with use. This explains why complex decisions become harder late in the day and why multitasking leads to errors. Meanwhile, your automatic system operates below consciousness, efficiently handling familiar tasks and filtering incoming information to prevent overwhelm. Two people can experience the same meeting differently because our brains consciously notice only a small selection of what's happening, filtering based on priorities. While we can't disable this filtering, we can adjust what our brain prioritizes as important. Setting intentions uses the 3A approach: aim, identify what matters; attitude, acknowledge unhelpful concerns; and attention, decide what to notice. Pair this with specific goals, which can boost performance by 15%. Frame goals positively as approach goals rather than avoidance goals. Replace "I'm not going to lose my cool" with "I'm going to smile and ask great questions." Strengthen commitment through mental contrasting, acknowledging obstacles, priming using environmental cues, and mind's eye rehearsal, visualizing success. Visualization works because our brains activate similarly when imagining an action as when performing it, creating neural pathways that aid execution in real situations. Research shows multitasking reduces efficiency. People performing two tasks simultaneously take 30% longer with twice the errors compared to sequential completion. When interrupted by email, workers need 15 minutes to regain focus because our brain isn't processing in parallel, but rapidly switching between activities, each switch consuming resources. The solution is single tasking, focusing on one thing at a time and batching similar tasks together. Create standard zones in your schedule, like dedicated thinking time and specific email checking periods. Though we often push ourselves continuously, science shows we're more productive with regular breaks between focused sessions. Decision fatigue explains why breaks are critical. Each decision depletes mental energy. A study of parole board decisions found prisoners whose cases were heard after judges took breaks had a 65% chance of receiving parole, while those heard before breaks saw chances drop to nearly zero. For optimal performance, take brief breaks between task zones and never go more than 90 minutes without refreshing your mind. A simple energy booster is practicing gratitude through the 3 Good Things exercise. Studies show doing this daily for just 1 week can improve happiness months later. Counterintuitively, giving others a boost when you need one yourself actually works. Martin Seligman calls kindness the single most reliable momentary increase in well-being of any exercise. Neuroscience confirms that giving activates our brain's reward system just like receiving, sometimes more so. When we genuinely connect with someone, we experience a click of mutual understanding that makes everything feel easier. Our intentions shape these interactions as our brains filter information based on expectations. Approaching conversations collaboratively reveals connection opportunities, while combative mindsets highlight disconnects. Most people don't truly listen during conversations, instead focusing on their own concerns. Our brains use projection bias, assuming others share our perspectives. Real connection happens when someone shows genuine curiosity about our lives. Research shows people prefer talking about themselves, even giving up money to do so, because it activates neural reward systems. Finding small commonalities through questions about interests or goals rapidly builds connection. Brain scans show we process information about similar people much like we think about ourselves. When tensions arise, disagreements occur because our brain filters create personalized realities. Finding common ground means understanding each other's perspective and highlighting similarities, shifting brains out of defensive mode and enabling creative thinking. Our brains naturally follow established neural pathways, making novel solutions difficult when stuck in mental loops. Framing problems as questions enhances creativity. Research shows those asking, "Will I solve this?" perform nearly twice as well as those stating, "I will solve this." Strategic breaks allow your subconscious to form new connections. Even brief 2-4 minute shifts to different tasks can refresh your thinking. Representing challenges in alternative formats engages different brain regions. Executives who mapped relationships visually gained unexpected insights about their support networks. To counter our automatic system's narrowing perspective, use these cross-check rules. Don't default, consider alternatives. Devil's advocate, seek different viewpoints. Mandate dissent, involve quiet voices. Never say never, avoid absolutes. And pre-mortem, imagine potential failure scenarios. Our brains filter out contradictory information, but novelty bypasses these filters. UCLA research shows ideas stick better when listeners imagine sharing them. Effective techniques include interesting reveals, suspense-building phrases, varied media, and unusual perspectives. Human elements increase impact significantly. Emotion-laden information forms stronger neural associations and is better remembered. While negative emotions capture attention quickly, positive emotions generally work better for persuasion. People prefer and share positive content more frequently. Messages that are easier to process mentally are more believable. Companies with easily pronounced names outperform those with disfluent names in stock markets. Rhyming aphorisms seem more trustworthy than non-rhyming versions. When making requests, providing even a brief reason dramatically increases cooperation. Requests with reasons gained 93 to 94% compliance versus 60% without. When disaster strikes, our thinking clarity diminishes. Affect labeling, naming negative emotions and their causes, reduces their power over us. Brain scans confirm this, calms survival circuits, and engages our deliberate system. Psychological distancing, adopting a third-person perspective when reflecting on problems, helps manage stress effectively. Studies show people using this perspective performed better in stressful situations. Workplace uncertainties create significant stress. Research shows negative uncertainty feels as stressful as actual negative outcomes. Our brains work harder when lacking information, making us more sensitive to negative experiences. Build resilience by placing boundaries on uncertainty. Identify what you know for certain, focus on stable elements during crises, estimate predictable outcomes, and control your response. Our impression of experiences is disproportionately influenced by peak intensity and ending moments, the peak-end effect. Leverage this by ending experiences positively. Practice the 3 good things exercise in the evening, recap positive moments at conversation ends, or ask what worked well today when concluding meetings. The science of having a good day isn't about perfection. It's understanding how your brain works and making small strategic adjustments for outsized results. Your brain is the control center of your experience. Master its workings to master your days.